אז אנחנו עוברים למאמר מספר 4, רבש א', מאמר איזה קיום תורה ומצוות מזכך את הלב.
Which keeping of Torah and mitzvot purifies the heart.
כתבי רבש כרך א', עמוד 21.
Again, writings of Rabash.
מאמר
איזה קיום תורה ומצוות. Which keeping of Torah and mitzvot purifies the heart.
שאלה. אם מקיימים תורה ומצוות,
question, does keeping Torah and mitzvot in order to receive reward purify the heart too?
כיוון שאמרו חז"ל,
our sages said, I've created the evil inclination, I've created the spice of Torah. This means that it does purify the heart.
האם זה דווקא,
is it so when one aims specifically at not receiving a reward? Or does it also purify the heart if one works in order to receive a reward?
תשובה.
Answer.
בהקדמה לספר הזוהר,
introduction to the book of Zohar,
וזה לשונו.
It is written, when one begins to engage in Torah and mitzvot, even without any intention, meaning without love and fear, as is appropriate when serving the king, even in lo lishma, not for her sake. The point in one's heart begins to grow and show its activity. This is so because mitzvot, commandments, corrections, do not require intention. And even actions without intention can purify one's will to receive. But in its first degree, called still. And to the extent that one purifies the still part of the will to receive, one gradually builds the 613 organs of the point in the heart, which is the still of nefesh of kedusha, the nefesh degree of holiness. Thus, we see that observing Torah and mitzvot, even lo lishma, not for her sake, purifies the heart. Question, is the path of observing Torah and mitzvot in order not to be rewarded meant only for a chosen few? Or can anyone walk this path of observing everything in order not to be rewarded? By which they will be rewarded with dvekut, with adhesion, with the Creator. Answer. Although the will to receive for oneself alone emerged at the thought of creation, being given a correction that the souls will correct it to being in order to bestow, meaning by observing Torah and mitzvot, we will turn our will to receive to be in order to bestow. This is given to everyone without exception. For everyone was given this remedy, not necessarily a chosen few. But since this is a matter of choice, some advance more quickly and others more slowly. But as it is written in the introduction to the book of Zohar, items 13 and 14, in the end, everyone will achieve their complete perfection. As it is written, the outcast shall not be outcast from him. Still, when beginning to learn to observe Torah and mitzvot, one begins in lo lishma, not for a sake. This is because man is created with a will to receive. Hence, he does not understand anything that does not yield him self-benefit, and he will never want to begin to observe Torah and mitzvot. It is as the Rambam, Maimonides, wrote, Sages said, one should always engage in Torah, even lo lishma, because from lo lishma one comes to lishma. Hence, when teaching children and women and the populace, they are only taught to work out of fear and to receive a reward. And when they begin, when they gain knowledge and acquire wisdom, that secret is revealed to them bit by bit. And they are accustomed to it calmly until they attain him and serve him with love. Thus, we see from the words of Maimonides, Rambam, that everyone should achieve Lishma. But the difference is in the timing. Question. If a person sees and feels that he is treading a path that leads to Lishma, should he try to influence others so they too will tread the right path too?
Or no? Tshuva.
Answer.
Zehu inyan klali.
This is a general question. It is like a religious person examining a secular person. If he knows that he can reform him, then he must reform him due to the mitzvah, the commandment, thou shalt surely rebuke your friend. Similarly, in this case, it can be said that you should tell your friend about the better way that one can go. Provided your intention is only the mitzvah, the commandment. But there are many times when a person rebukes another only for the purpose of domination, and not in order to rebuke your friend. And we learn from the above that everyone's desire that others will tread the path of truth has created disputes between Orthodox and secular, between the Lithuanian faction and the Hasidim, and among the Hasidim themselves. This is because everyone thinks that he is in the right, and everyone is trying to persuade the other to tread the right path.
It's clear, isn't it, Tzvika? No, it's unclear. Well,
it's not clear at all. Look what he's writing here. Because commandments do not require intention. Even the actions without an intention are capable of purifying his will to receive. One thing I'm happy about, when they come to the Congress, what is he saying? Don't even hold an intention. Just coming here into the Congress, you don't even need to hold an intention. Even actions without intention are capable of purifying his will to receive. Can you explain?
It's without a desired intention.
What is the desired intention?
In order to bestow.
So if we speak of the Congress, we're going to come to the Congress from all over the world, and according to what he's writing here, we don't need to have a specific intention. It's enough to connect with the friends. And he says, he's capable of purifying his will to receive even without holding an intention. There are many people who started studying, you know, just a little while ago. They're coming here. Some people have been studying for 20, 30 years. How everyone can assimilate with everyone?
Everyone integrates in such a way. It's that way in every single generation where There's this incorporation of all kinds of people, and there's no problem with that.
So, according to what he says, it's okay, you don't have to hold an intention. You come, you incorporate, and you connect. And then, towards the end, it says, we see from the words of Maimonides that everyone needs to come to Lishma. The difference is in the timing. How do you explain that? What does it mean?
That's how it is. Each one in its own time.
Why?
As much as he understands, feels, as much as he has preparation from the structure of the soul.
Meaning, each one comes at his own time. You can call it the end of correction or whatever you want. But in general, not everyone is rewarded in the same time, the same.
No.
I got it. Thank you.
Yes.
Rav, ma zehirut she'anachnu tzrichim.
Is the prohibition about the line you should rebuke your friend? How cautious we should be about it.
There's a sentence that says that if you're certain that you're right in something, and the other one you see who he has doubts, so you need to tell him about the foundation of your confidence, that it might help him. What are you looking at me like that for, Niv? Your eyes are very tired.
Read something.
Let's read something else. Yes, Yaakov.
I
want to ask about the same topic, because he writes that sometimes a person is only trying to rebuke his friend in order to dominate him. How should we ensure that we want to bestow to the friends, do it for good reasons and not in order to dominate them?
That's how it is. Need to be careful. Need to be careful.
Lo yada.
Shamata Nenya. You heard that from me? Such things?
No, I'm asking for an advice to know if my intention is pure when I turn to a friend.
Just to give an example. And as much as he will receive from that example, let him receive. And as much as he doesn't, so he doesn't. That is what I recommend. Yes. The last one.
The friends will start arriving before the Congress. And the Congress will seemingly start before, but we also have an actual Congress in these 2 days and then the days around it. Should there be an inner separation in the work between up to those 2 days and then during the 2 days when we enter it?
I think that we need... We'll learn it. And we'll discuss all kinds of things that are important to those who come physically to the convention, and that they will have work and preparation before the convention, and also at that time and afterward. Yes.
We are in the morning lesson every day. We work constantly, but the day before the Congress, when I go to sleep and I wake up the next day, do I have to be different somehow? There has to be a certain inner switch. Now, Congress is starting.
You need to already begin that from today. To stretch that switch so that it will work.
So, if it's starting today, what's the difference between that and the 2 days of the Congress?
Talk to the friends. Because you are doing it, you're planning it, you are executing the work. Talk with them and decide.
No, we're working, but inside, should it be, I don't know how to explain, the work in the Congress and the work before the Congress, should it be different somehow?
No. The moment you start thinking about it and advancing to it, that is already called the convention. Okay? What else do you have today, Niv?
The registration for the Congress is open. You can find all the details on convention.cli.one. And dear friends, women, friends are invited to a special event as preparation for the Congress, Opening the Heart, in the building here from 18 years and up, and on the Arvut system, Saturday, tomorrow,
September 23rd,
the schedule is 11:30 to 12 Israel time gathering of women friends and 12 to 1:30 Israel time a special lesson with Rav Lightman. More details later. Now we're going down to the hummus meal. At noon, we have the afternoon lesson with Dr. Lightman and 2:30 p.m. the Friday meal and a song.
Left.